today on Rocking the Suburbs.
8 songs about math and camp and the intersection of that Venn diagram. Hey everybody, it is Patrick here, and we have come down to the final day of our Best of 2025 wrap-up. It's all worked out, luckily, to coincide with the end of the month of January, and I want to thank everybody who contributed to the picks. It was wonderful, as always, and I really appreciate everybody who got theirs in, and today... it's me and Jim. Hey, Jim. We're going to give our picks today as the crowning achievement.
I'm very excited. But I've been sitting on these for over a month now, so I am ready to go.
You were ready. I was a little more hedging toward the end, but it all worked out. And we've each got 3 selections. And I do want to say, before Jim kicks off with his picks, big thanks to Kevin Porter for introducing the idea for the discovery category, because it seemed like, 80-90% of the people who called in did use that category and found it to be interesting. So great job, Kevin.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. I spent some time looking at the year-end lists, and the funny thing was I found that many of the year-end album, you know, best album picks were picked by somebody in our community already. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to take that one. I'm not going to take that one. I don't repeat that. So the late discovery thing was a little bit tough. Yeah, late discovery thing was a little bit tough. I took a little bit of a different tactic, which I'll get to in a moment.
Okay, cool. I'm excited to hear these.
All right, so should I start off now with my picks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you go through your list? You're going to start with your song?
I'm going to start with Song of the Year. This is one that I played on the podcast way back in, I think, March.
Oh, all right.
You know, we do the monthly new music picks, and those are generally song-based. And there was a song that I discovered released in February of 2025 that I really liked a lot. And I think even at the time I said, I know it's so early in the year, but this might be my song of the year. I like it that much. And it held up. This is still it, man. This is still a song that I have it on, like, you know, streaming playlists and stuff like that. And it comes up and I, you know, always enjoy it. So the artist is Lola Kirk and the song is Raised by Wolves. And I will just say it's very poppy and hooky and just has a good sort of groove to it. A really nice sound. I was not familiar with Lola Kirk before I heard this song. I've done a little bit of exploration. She actually is, I guess, considered a country artist, although I've seen, here are a couple of descriptions I've seen, right? I've read. One is indie rock inspired Americana. So take that for what it's worth. Another description I saw was sparkle country. All right. So she... Oh, and there have also been some comparisons to Waxahachie, and I think that's probably fair. Like, I get that sense. It's like, you know, it's poppy, and it's sort of kind of glossy, glammy kind of country sound, but not what I would call, like, radio pop country. Like, it's not like that, right?
Right.
So, I almost think of this song here as sort of 70s-ish Laurel Canyon kind of vibe I get from it. So that's what I think of. And I also think it reminds me kind of Jenny Lewis, who I just think is the best. So that's where I'm going with this. As I mentioned, I was not familiar with Lola Kirk. I have come to learn that she is not only a singer, and I think this is off her third album, but she's also an actress and been in a number of things I had not seen. But one thing I did see her in just this past year, and it's one of my favorite movies of the year, was the movie Sinners. And she's in that movie and has a pretty prominent role in that movie. And she's great.
Excellent.
And so she's had a good year for me. And one last thing I'll say about Lola Kirk before we hear this song. Another thing I learned just now is Her father is Simon Kirk, who was the drummer in Free and Bad Company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you
That's
go.
That's amazing.
So some musical roots. So there you go. Lola Kirk, Raised by Wolves. All right, now, my album of the year. I picked this back in, I guess, December when I started to think about what was my album of the year. And I've heard, in listening to all the listener picks, I've heard this mentioned maybe two or three times by people, but nobody picked it as their favorite. It was like a honorable mentions or, you know, in their top tens or whatever. The album I chose... And I own a physical copy of this. That's always a criteria for me. It's like, it can't be my album of the year if I didn't actually buy it. I ordered this. I liked it so much. I ordered this off the Sub Pop Records website. And the band is called Sprints. They are a punk band out of Dublin. This is their second album. It's called All That Is Over. And I want to just... Here's what I want to say, Patrick. Again, I think I discovered this band. I went back and looked, and they were mentioned when they released their first album back in like 2024, mentioned as a couple of listener, like new music picks at the time. But I'm not sure that really registered with me then.
Mm-hmm.
I think I discovered this, I don't know, just from reading about some new music this year, or more than likely it came up somewhere in like me listening to something similar on streaming, and then this came up. You know what I mean? Like that's often to me how I discover stuff now. It feeds me something you might like, and it's like, wow, I do like this. But I want to take you back to, I don't know, what was it, 20, 25 years ago? Do you remember when you heard the White Stripes' Fell in Love with a Girl?
I do.
And how that song was just like, drop everything. What is this song? It just gave you that immediate sense of excitement about that song, right? And, you know, you're kind of always looking for like that feeling again when you hear a song.
Yeah.
And to me, this year, it was the song Beg by Sprints.
Mistakes. Let me beg, let me come, let me face towards the sun. The sun, let me face towards the sun.
And I'll just say that listening to this whole album, it's just full of a lot of stuff like that. Just some really propulsive punk, some post-punk too, which gives it some extra flavor. Like there's some slower, moodier stuff, minor key kind of songs that, you know, just kind of take in, you know, some little twists and turns. But there's a lot of songs like Beg that are those kind of fast, punky songs with that kind of... you know, shouty sing talk kind of style, songs like Descartes, To the Bone, Something's Gonna Happen, and Pieces. Oh, and it ends with this like sort of epic 6 minute, just crazy song called Desire. I just love this record. I've listened to it a few times and it's just got such energy and such sort of ferocity that, and a certain rawness that I think oftentimes is missing in a lot of rock music today. So there you go, Sprints, All That Is Over.
Great pick. I actually listened to it, and I know that it's been mentioned. I listened to it a couple times yesterday, and I second your emotions, man. I really like it, and I'm gonna be playing some on my radio show and playing the record a lot more because I kind of flew by me a little bit when it came out this year. So wonderful, wonderful call.
I think so. Yep. Okay. And then you mentioned the late discovery. So I said that this is what the, this is the Kevin Porter challenge. Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Porter challenge. So I took the challenge. I went through some year-end lists. I was looking, you know, what might interest me. There was a lot of cool stuff that I had missed, but then I kept, you know, checking our website. It's like, damn, somebody picked that or somebody played that in a new music episode earlier or whatever. And I was like, I want to find something original, something different. Something nobody's heard yet. Right. So this was a late discovery, but not from a year in list. But it was at the end of the year. So let me explain. And I won't dwell on this because I know people are sick of me talking about it. Not so much the podcast listeners, but people in my life. So anybody who's listening to this, I apologize. But you may have noticed that my Indiana Hoosiers went on something of a football run this season.
And a little bit.
Late in the year, I was like just consuming everything I could read about the IU football team. Okay. And there's this one website called the Bloomingtonian, which is a, you know, sort of a local news and culture website. And they cover a lot of sports stuff. And through that, I found an article that was actually dated in September. I think I read this in December, but it was from September, about a new album by a local band in Bloomington called The Cowboys. And the album is called Captain Easy's Downfall. And this article piqued my curiosity because here's the lead of the story. It says, a bit of punk grit, early 80s power pop sparkle, and the kind of guitar riffs that stick in your head long after the needle lifts. That's what listeners can expect from the Cowboys' new album, Captain Easy's Downfall, right? So I'm like, well, I got to hear that. The article went on to say that the band formed in 2012, because I'm not familiar with the Cowboys, formed in 2012, and they've been putting out just some indie records. I guess some of them physical release, a lot of stuff you can find on streamings. This new album was not released in any kind of physical form, at least not yet. Interestingly, I couldn't even find it on their Bandcamp page, but you can find it on, you know, the major streaming services. I gave it a listen, and I'm not sure it's exactly like that description. It actually was better in some way, in that it really reminded me of the band Sparks. Okay.
Oh.
And it's like that kind of quirky pop. It's not so much straight on like power pop. It's a little more of that kind of quirkier kind of stuff, right? The songs are pretty much all super short. There are 19 tracks in 43 minutes. And there's a lot of like 2-minute songs on here. When have you ever heard a band that sounded like Sparks? Like Sparks is just such a, you know, interesting, unique band with, you know, an interesting sound, right? That you, to hear that comparison, I think is kind of a high compliment. So, so there you go. The Cowboys, Captain Easy's Downfall, go stream that. There's one song in particular I really like that, people should check out because there's a really cool keyboard part. It's called Ever Since the Accident. But I think to give people sort of the best sense right now of what the album sounds like, or what you're in for, let's just play track one, The Hate in Your Heart. So there you go, the Cowboys and Sprints and Lola Kirk.
Wonderful stuff, Jim. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And I want to say really quick that I love the album titles, the Cowboys album, Captain Easy's Downfall, because they have one song title on there that's Punk House Bidet that I thought was just great. The one thing you never would hear you know, going together is Punk House and Bidet.
Okay, so what do you got?
I am going to start with my song of the year, and it wasn't a song that was my most played by, you know, on the streamings, or, you know, I didn't get my Wrapped report or whatever you call it at the end of the year and find it on there, but it was something I experienced in person. And although I didn't see the band play, and if you remember this summer, Jim, Wingtip Sloat, the group I'm in, played a show in our local town, our VFW hall. And with us was a band called Hull that played in the middle. And the first act was what I like to call the Toast Ghost Collective. There's a guy, Matt Horn, who's a great dude. And he's a English teacher at one of the high schools here in town. And he just has this punk rock club. And he's always, you know, made these groups, put these groups together from students and from his friends. And he has a band called Toast Ghost. And he just encourages DIY and creativity and all kinds of stuff like that based around punk music and, you know, the ability to empower the artists. And we saw this group play, and they were ramshackle, of course, but they were very charming, and it seemed like they were all having a good time, and really nice kids. And that was just kind of the incarnation of Toast Ghost that was available that day to play the show. But one of the incarnations I learned about because Matt, after the show, gave me a CD. And the group is Girl Math, all one word. And the little CD they did, 50 copies. I'm holding one of them. I'm very lucky to have, hand decorated. It's got the lyrics inside, all kinds of little stickers and art. And it just reminded me so much of, you know, kind of DIY ethic. You know, one of the things I really fell in love with music about was that. And I got that spirit a lot this year when, not to blow our own horn, but, you know, when we put out a Christmas single and we all were sitting around your dining room table putting together the 7-inch records, putting stamps on them and all that. And so I thought,
yep,
to best encapsulate my most meaningful music experiences in 25, I wanted to pick the first song on the Girl Math album, Math Camp. It's called Last Letter, and it's a beautiful, sad little song with a violin riff that kind of sticks in your head, and is written by a whole collective. They actually list, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17 different people are credited on the record. And the record is the second album from Girl Math, and it's described as 8 songs about math and camp and the intersection of that Venn diagram.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was a great show. We were lucky that it went so well, and it was cool to see them playing. And I'm so glad Matt's out there doing that stuff.
So where can people hear this? Is there anywhere?
Yes,
they can hear this song.
Girl Math is on the Toast Coast Bandcamp page. So
okay,
all you have to do is go to it's just Toast Coast, one word, at .bandcamp.com. And you'll see all the releases there. It's great. There's a whole bunch of different bands. And they have cassette tapes for sale as well. So you can pick up some stuff. And they got stickers and all that kind of cool stuff. So all the homemade stuff is there. So go check that out.
Fantastic.
I also wanted to mention really quick that intern Sam told us that he had a favorite song of the year, and we wanted to mention it at this point. His pick was Tyler, the Creator, and the song is Ring, Ring, Ring. So I don't know if anyone's heard that one. I gave it a spin, and I thought it was pretty cool. I've always liked Tyler, the Creator, so I wanted to give a shout-out to Sam and his choice right there.
So tall, I couldn't look over. I need to touch you
one more time.
I need to see you
one more time.
I need to smell you.
I'll pick you one by five.
And I don't know why.
Listen, I don't know you said not to call you again. I don't miss you. And I hope I can see you one more again. I don't miss you. Baby, 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 baby.
My son went to see Tyler, the Creator, this year.
Oh, really?
Live,
how did live
and
like
in
that?
Concert, yes.
Oh,
oh
that
he loved
must
it.
Have been great.
It was at the United Center in Chicago.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
He sent me a photo of the Michael Jordan statue.
Nice.
Yes.
And some music, yes. Which is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my album of the year, I was torn between two records, and I was either going to pick the one I did end up picking, which I'll tell you about in just a second, or I was going to pick Lux by Rosalía. And Mike Coley chose that record. And that record and this record, to me, were just like in the large landscape of music. When I heard the music from these two records, it was just the most interesting and diverse and like didn't remind me immediately of kind of anything. And both the records feature strings, and I kind of got back into classical a little bit this year too. So I wanted to pay a nod to some violin and some viola and all these string arrangements. But the album I picked is The BPM by Sudan Archives. And Sudan Archives is an artist I think we have mentioned before on the podcast. And it is the artistic name of Brittany Denise Parks. This is Sudan Archives' third album. She had an album, her last album was called Natural Brown Prom Queen. I know that was pretty critically acclaimed in some quarters. But this one is really different because she said she wanted to go back and put what she called her parents' music, which turns out to be house music from Detroit and Chicago. And she wanted that to be a big part of this record. And it's also kind of a concept album about a loose concept album. Let's put it that way. It's not like Quadrophenia, where you can really follow the story, you know, from one to the other. But loosely, it tells the story of Gadget Girl, who gains power from technology and machines. And you'll see Sudan on the cover of this record hooked up to wires. And she has said that she's a big gear and pedal nerd, so it appeals to her that she gets power from those kind of things. And the record is also features the work of Ben Dickey, who is Sudan's main musical collaborator and also her manager. And listeners out there may know who Ben Dickey is if they've seen the movie Blaze, because he's the guy who played the lead role of Blaze Foley in that movie.
Nice.
And he's an excellent musician. And this record, man, it's really hard to describe. It's very danceable. It does have violin on it. It's not as sort of acoustically organic as her two previous records. It's got a lot more beats and a lot more danceability to it. But I did find John Perles, his review in the New York Times, I thought really captured it really well. So I'm just going to read this paragraph. The BPM leans into electronic dance music, revving up the tempos and fortifying the beat. It dips into house, techno, trap, and drum and bass, but it never settles into predictable repetition or typical step-by-step build-ups. Instead, it's packed with whipsaw texture changes, which I really love, from pummeling rhythms to orchestral swirls to intimate vocals to jolts of distortion, as the songs take startling sonic and emotional detours. End quote. Some fine writing right there that to me really describes how this record is. I love the way that it just changes tack. Just when you think, like John writes, that it's going to fall into like a house groove or a bass and drums, you know, kind of a pattern, it just jerks you out of it and into something else. So I thought it was fantastic. I didn't hear hardly anything like it all year. So that's my album of the year for 2025 is Sudan Archives. The BPM, and we'll hear a sample of it in the form of the song Bug's Life.
She's gonna flip this, fly to the moon, right back, travel the distance. She likes it when we fall, she's so sadistic. I wonder where she goes when the sun sets. She's so courageous. Just hit a scam over 90 bands. Did the running man like 20 grand. Brand new tits, but thick of her ass. 30 inch bust down to her ass. Boss bitch, but she want a better half. She don't need a man, she don't need a man. She don't need a plane, she go try her hand. Don't bring up the past when you check, cause she never looks back. Back what she owes with taxes and interest. She wants to have it all. She made a commitment. I wonder what she knows that we haven't learned yet. She's so relentless. Yeah, she just hit a scan for like 80 grand. Went to Tijuana in a Navy Benz. Only ever see her with some new friends. Got a BBL and some cute tits. Player bitch, but she want a wedding ring.
That's cool. I've always been a Sudan Archives fan, so this is great.
Yeah, I really like her work. Very unconcerned about sort of like where trends are going. She really seems to follow her own path, which is very admirable. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to close it all out, wrap up 2025, I'm going to go with a song I discovered this year. And like you, Jim, I didn't discover it from a year-end list, but I discovered it from a member of our community, Scott Parks. He sent me this song one day when I was doing my radio program. People often send me requests, and I love that. And he sent me this song, and I played it, and it was like, I know that voice. Who is that voice? And what I was listening to was like this long, drawn-out song that, yes, has some things in common with Nick Cave, and what's wrong with that? I mean, if you're going to be drunk on an artist, why not be drunk on Nick Cave? And it dawned on me after it's an almost 6-minute song, but about 3/4 of the way through, I was like, I know that voice. It's Geese. And so it's Cameron Winter, and from his album Heavy Metal, the song is called Nina Plus Field of Cops. And I'll tell you, Geese has been played on our podcast before. Jason Goble picked it, I think, maybe in 2023, and has picked it a couple times, and I was aware of Geese, and I knew they were kind of a famous you know, carrying the flag for indie rock or rock and roll these days, right, and all that. But nothing really like floored me like this song did. And the lyrics I thought were intense and really tangled up and beautiful and very sort of, I don't know, modern and chaotic, if you know what I mean. It's just like, who knows what's going to happen from one minute to the next sometimes these days. I mean, it's bat, but it just seemed to capture that for me. And then I went back and listened to the Geese albums a little bit more, and I sort of got into them a little bit more than I had before. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a weird way to get into Geese through the singer's solo album. But I thought it was fantastic, and the rest of it's really good too. But that song to me just kind of opened up a pathway. So I wanted to highlight that as my discovery of the year.
I haven't really listened to the Cameron Winter solo album yet, so I'm going to do that.
Do that.
But I will tell you that I just recently, like I'm talking like in the past few days, got into Geese.
Nice.
And now I'm like really into them. So, and you know, it's so funny, and I give all the props to our community because,
yep,
I don't know, Patrick, you know, we grew up at a time when it's sort of like, and I try not to be like this, but it's sort of like, as soon as everybody starts to like something, you just naturally are like, it can't be that good.
Amen. Right? Amen.
even your friends and your peers, yeah, are like, I don't know. I just have to be a contrarian. And when everybody started going crazy about Geese, I was sort of like keeping it at arm's length and just being like, I don't know. But I tell you, in the last few days, I've been listening to that, that latest album.
Yes.
And, it's great. It's great. It is so great. I'm part of the Geese flock now, or whatever you would call it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great rock and roll album. There's no doubt. Whether they'll do another one, we don't know. But for the moment, that's great. And he's, yep, just obviously an artist in the midst of a creative frenzy at the moment. So I'm glad he's putting the stuff out. And I'm glad it's out there. So thank you, Scott Parks. And yes, thank you to our community for everything. Just some wonderful picks. And also, I did make a playlist, and I promised that I'll have it up to date for you. We're going to put the links on this episode page. You'll find the links to 3 Spotify playlists, which contain songs of the year, albums of the year, and discoveries of the year. So you can go back and check all those out at your leisure.
Cool. All right. This has been great.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. And thanks, everybody. And as always, thanks, Sam Lisker, very much for all the work he puts in for us to get everything together.
And I want to remind people, vote in the daily matchups on the 90s, yep, album Madness. Go to facebook.com/suburbspod. Every day, a new matchup.
I can't wait.
For a long time.
That's, yeah, right. All the way through March. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to everybody. And we'll be back next week with some episodes that we recorded during January that I hope you guys are going to enjoy. We're going to start off with a tribute to the late, great Bobby Weir, who passed during the 2025 countdown. And with that, I am Patrick Foster.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
In the trees, names bid you to beg for trash. Oh, I walk on everything, on lucky dollars, baskets in the sand, sunglasses in the rain, tired tracks in caves. I'll understand one more empty box. I'll talk to every crowded room. I'll go to the great carnivals of pain and find entire fields of cots and keep a coconut in my hand. seen all the good pigeon legged people shot down and bones be kicked up out of the insane and wild horses. Nina, I'm not nothing, but when you lie on the piano, I am reminded I am stupid. And in every upstairs room, a tall and daughterless Russian is kicking robin's eggs to power while the music breaks the window. Cavemen are kissing, walking on logs, slow enough to limbo cobwebs and watch the clouds blow away, drunk driving towards the sea. I'll be in your feet at every life pool.
But you may have noticed that my Indiana Hoosiers went on something of a football run this season.